Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Watson, and I'm thrilled to have you tune in tonight. Let me tell you about this week's guest. She is phenomenal. I met her a few years ago. We were both doing publicity for the RT Book Lovers Convention, and after being in close proximity with her, I can tell you that, you know, she is smart, she's funny, and she definitely knows her stuff. My guest tonight is the national best-selling author of Every Woman Needs a Wife, with a spinoff titled The Pleasure's All Mine. Her latest novel, Open Door Marriage, is published by Brown Girl Publishing, and it's the offspring of the mega-successful national best-selling authors Victoria Christopher Murray and Rashonda Tate Billingsley. She is a contributing author to a New York Times bestseller. She's an award-winning author and the E. Lynn Harris Author of Distinction. My guest works for a major international law firm. She is the CEO of Macro Marketing and Promotions Group and the Director of Marketing and Promotions for Brown Girls Publishing, as well as the marketing consultant to several national best-selling and aspiring writers. She's also the brainchild behind the annual Cavalcade of Authors event, which takes place in her hometown of Chicago, Illinois. She pens contemporary fiction, erotica, and speculative fiction, and is currently working on her next novels, Was It Good for You Too?, Rich Man's Fetish, and Slaves of Heaven. It is my pleasure to welcome Nilena Kai to the show. Welcome, Nilena.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here. Always a fun time with you.
Absolutely, and likewise. with so much going on right now, I'm glad we're able to catch up and to discuss not only your novel, but your many pursuits. But before we do that, I'd like to give our listeners a chance to know more about the woman behind the novel. So tell us about yourself and your passion for writing.
Well, I'm a woman who didn't start off saying I wanted to be an author. I was kind of blessed into it, and it's been quite an awesome journey. My novels have helped me to explore issues that are close to my heart and things that I've struggled with or been challenged by. I'm also a mother of an author who is a graphic designer, website developer, and he's a student. I'm a developmental editor. I'm also a publishing consultant, agent, and literary event planner. So besides working the 9-to-5 for some wonderful lawyers that feel like family, I also, you know, salsa dance. I love to play bitwist, but everything else is all literary related.
Definitely. Now, before we go too far, I want to let our listeners know that the live chat session is open now, so you're welcome to comment or ask questions there, or you can call us at area code 646-200-4071, or you can call toll-free at 877-497-5906. And as usual, after the live show, we will post the podcast and blog recap to readersentertainment.com. Now, for those listeners who want to learn more about Nilena as we're chatting with her, you can check out her website at www.nileighnakai.com. So, Nilena, let's talk about your book, Open Door Marriage. What's it about, and where did you get the idea for that story?
Well, the story centers around three people caught up in an all-too-familiar triangle. When the love of Dallas Avery's life disappeared, she resurfaces years later at the most inopportune time. He still loves Alicia Mitchell, which is an older woman who captured his heart, but it's also unfortunate that he's now engaged to a woman he learns is her niece. So
wow.
When his fiancée, Tori, the niece, lays a proposition on the table, it seems that everyone will get a little of what they want, but maybe a whole lot of what they don't, and the stage is set for them to learn one valuable lesson. There's no right way to do a wrong thing.
You know, like in the blink of an eye, your character, Tori, she finds herself embroiled in a scandal that, of course, she didn't see coming, and at a family function, no less. That's usually when those interesting things crop up. Like you said, her solution to the problem is something that I'm sure readers wouldn't have seen coming. What's behind Tori's strong desire to get that lifestyle she wants and at any cost?
I believe that's because of her mother's influence. Her mother was money-hungry and her mother's background. And I think what really clinched it for her is that recent downturn in her family's finances, where her father drained everything and left her hanging while she was in school, and they were poor. And Dallas came to the rescue. Plus, you know, she liked Dallas. He was a pretty good guy, well, until his aunt came back into the picture. But
Yeah, sparks really fly at that dinner, let me tell you. So tell us about your inspiration for your novels. Does it start with like a spark of an idea and run from there, or do you plot out everything in its entirety using an outline?
It starts with an idea. Normally, you know, it's something I'm ticked off about, and this one, Open Door Marriage, sprang from the anger I felt over the years at a real-life open marriage where I've had a ringside seat for the entire thing. One man who doesn't have nearly the kind of money Dallas does managed to get his wife to go in for him having another woman. All these years I saw the wife as a victim, especially since she was the breadwinner and dude couldn't take care of either woman financially. Their relationship sparked the idea for Every Woman Needs a Wife, Rich Woman's Fetish, Ladies of Heaven, and Open Door Marriage. I included an author's note in Open Door Marriage that pretty much sums up my feelings about their situation and how I finally managed to let it go.
Right. They do say truth is definitely stranger than fiction, and it's amazing how many times you hear about an idea for a story or an actual story, and there's a lot of truth to it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what were you doing when you got the idea to write this specific book?
Well, several of my books have that theme of unique relationships, but this one came from the relationship that I mentioned where I wondered, if the man had money, see, all this time I'm thinking, you know, well, he's not able to take care of any one of these women. So if the man had money, would it actually work? So I went in to explore it from that angle, and Open Door Marriage is the result.
Wow. Now, was your title that you have right now, was that your first choice? And if not, why did you change it?
That was my first choice. I am a true believer in catchy titles, and that one fit. It came to mind, it fit the story, and it actually stayed. And it kind of gives people a heads up about what the story's about. So, yes, when I chose that title, it was the perfect title for this book.
Now, tell us a little bit about Dallas Avery. He seems to be caught up in a serious love triangle, like you said. And why does he go along with Tori's proposition of a win-win scenario? Is it kind of like he gets his cake and eat it too, or does he have any type of regret?
You know, I hate that line. Why have a cake if you can't eat it? I never understood that. You know, anyway. Like people say, take one bite of the elephant. I know, right? You know, and the people with that whole taking the bite of the elephant. Who wants to eat an elephant? But basically,
I've never heard that one, so that was an interesting one.
Oh, take one bite of the elephant at a time? Oh, yeah, that's another one of those, yeah. Basically, Dallas is a man who has money and feels that he should have everything he wants. With Alicia, it's true love, but she doesn't want to marry him or have his children. With Tori, it's not true love, but there is marriage and children on the table. I think at first he was giving Tori an out. You know, he was pushing her out the door, but then she kept reminding him of the one thing he'd miss out on if he stayed with Alicia. I think that turned the tide of him trying to do both women. Or have
literally.
Yeah. Well, actually, I tastefully handled the relationship. That's one of the people, one of the things people said. I handled the relationship between the three of them very tastefully. And it was Ella
right.
Curry that said, if you had allowed him to do X, Y, Z, I would have put the book down. Well,
now, I know Ella, too.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure I can hear
yeah,
Ella now.
Uh-huh. She, but the thing is, it wasn't about him taking so much from the women. So he made the choices that he did for that reason, you know, more so than anything. So, yeah.
Now tell me, what was it that convinced you to write your first novel?
Well, I penned some erotica stories to this guy over the internet. You know, we started in the Spades room, and then we went outside and of the room and did a private chat. And he was the writer. He would send me poetry, and then it was erotic poetry, and then it was an erotic story, and then it was two paragraphs of all these wonderful, wicked things he wanted to do to me, and I sent him back 10 pages of all the techniques he needed to brush up on and things he was missing. And those stories I penned to him over the internet actually became chapter 16 through 21 of my first book, but I really got the plug for it when I read The Maintenance Man by Michael Basin, who's a former classmate. He went to CVS.
Oh, wow.
I was in the class of 84. He was in class of 85. When I read The Maintenance Man, I was like, hey, I can do this. And then I talked with him, and he was a lot more tactful than I was because I didn't realize that it could have been taken for an insult.
Right.
He gave me the name of his editor, his printer, and his cover designer. I used two of them, and I went forward from there.
Wow. Now, if you had to come up with an alternative ending for your book, what would it be?
There was an original version of this book before it got to Brown Girls. They kind of wanted me to focus on the three of them. And the story kind of got away towards the end, a lot more twists and turns. The original ending, Tori was pregnant with Dallas's child via deception. James killed Bernice, and Tori, Dallas, and Alicia would stay together on the same grounds, not in the same house, but there would be no sexual involvement between Dallas and Tori because of what she did to get pregnant.
Right. Wow. Now, for anyone just tuning in, we are talking to best-selling and award-winning author Nalaina Kai about her newest novel, Open Door Marriage. Now, like we said, you're not just an author. You were also the director of marketing at Brown Girls Publishing, which is where this novel is published. So tell me a little bit about how that came about.
Well, I also have a title with Simon & Schuster as well. That's Every Woman Needs a Wife. But it's marketing promotion that makes the mark no matter what kind of house you're with. Actually, 2 days before Open Door Marriage was supposed to release with Brown Girls Publishing, both of the principals of the company called and asked me to take on that role as the person they hired at that time wasn't able to navigate literary marketing promotion as well as they needed for a company just coming out of the gate. But I will have to let you know that as of June 30th, they made some financial decisions to stabilize the infrastructure of the company, and that position is no longer one that I hold with them. I still work with a couple of the authors, BGP authors, who have gone in with me to do events and advertising as a group. And we did that to save money and widen our exposure as all of the advertising and marketing promotion we've done so far this year has been out of our own pockets.
Right. Okay. Now, like you said, you work with many established and also aspiring authors with your company, Macro Marketing and Promotions Group, and for the annual Cavalcade of Authors. So it's obvious that you're combining what you're passionate about and also paying it forward at the same time. What would be one thing you'd advise new and aspiring authors just getting started?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked. On August 6th, my company, Macro Publishing Group, is releasing a book called Bearing It All, The Ins and Outs of Publishing, that's penned with a group of 12 industry professionals, national best-selling and award-winning authors. The book will give insight from our experiences on things we wish we knew before we took a bite of the publishing apple. So everyone who's thinking about jumping in or who is already in will want to purchase a copy of Bearing It All. And we have shared some of the decisions we made that were not so great, some things to stay away from. There's mm-hmm. been a whole lot of things that have come up that I've learned just in this year alone that has helped me to grow and to strengthen my brand, as well as know about building a foundation in things in a business before you kind of jump into the water. So this is the book for people who are already writing. It covers writing, publishing, contracts, marketing, promotion, cover design, web design, book clubs, everything.
Wow. I will definitely be picking up my copy of that because, like you said, I mean, sometimes as an author just starting out, you get so caught up in, oh, my gosh, I'm going to publish a book that you just have no idea about all the ins and outs of what it takes to get published, to stay published, the marketing aspect, the social media aspect, all the things that, you know, you have to do. It's definitely more than a notion. And I know that a lot of people like, you know, I just want to stay in a room and write, but that's not really what you need to do. You kind of have to, you know, get a little extrovert going on and get out there and meet people and market yourself and create a brand for yourself. So, you know, it's definitely mm-hmm. like be careful what you ask for.
Right.
You may
right.
get it. Now, tell us where listeners will be able to get that book when it's published.
They can find it on www.nalenakai.com or www.macrompg.com. It will be on the macro site, macrompg.com. And right now it's in the last stages of editing because, you know, we go through several revolutions of editing to get mm-hmm. it out there, you know, developmental content, copy edit, and then line editing. So it's in that last stage, and then it will be off to press next week, but it will be released on August 6th.
Awesome. You heard that.
And they'll get it on Amazon.com, though.
Pick your copy up.
Yes, it'll be on Amazon.com as well. So all the retail outlets. So electronic first, and then it will come in trade paperbacks. And so many people are going electronic these days.
Mm. And that's definitely going to be some very, very useful information for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's different.
Now,
it's different.
It's much needed, definitely, because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people are forthcoming with info, and sometimes they're not. So it's really a great thing to be able to, you know, pay it forward and help people that are, you know, not have looked at all the aspects of what it takes to actually write and get a book published.
Yes.
So, moving on, you have some very vivid and memorable covers. And I know your son, JL, is also a creative and artistic force with you. Have you two always collaborated on your covers for your novels?
Actually, my son is new to cover design, but not graphic and website design. He didn't start doing covers until I twisted his arm in September of last year. I put out a book every year, well, I did for the past 3 years, that is only available at the Cavalcade. It's a special edition of whatever book that year that I just don't want to die with that book still in me. So I may mm-hmm. I go through the editing process and everything else, ISBN everything, and have maybe 30 to 50 copies of it printed for the Cavalcade of Authors. And I needed a cover design for this book, and my normal cover, my regular cover designer was like in the wind, as they call it, incognito, or the other mm-hmm. way around. I won't say that on the air. But we couldn't locate him. And my son was very hesitant to do the cover, you
right.
know, but he has done a bang-up job on Open Door Marriage. The original one had a different cover. And from that point on, he did two more covers for a client after that, and then he did another one. And he's done a few covers. He is not the principal cover designer at Brown Girls Publishing, but he did a few covers for them, Nikki Woods, Easier Said Than Done, mm-hmm. my book, as well as he has a couple of more. Well, the other woman, DJ McLaurin, What If It Feels Good, her cover is a little racy. But nice.
I've seen a few of his covers. I remember you showed me a couple, and he is very talented. Can you tell listeners how to get a hold of him?
www, the letter J, the letter L, and the last name Woodson, like Carter G. www.jlwoodson.com.
And tell us a little bit about the Cavalcade of Authors. That's something that's very near and dear to your heart. Tell us how exactly that came about.
oh my, I never dreamed I would be doing this. What had happened was I got a call from
what
the
had
Chicago.
Happened was.
I love stories that start off like that. I had a call from a woman from the Chicago Public Library that was asking me for a reference for someone who was out of state. And I didn't really know the woman well enough to give a reference, but I had told her of the events that she had done, and they said, you know, we really want to have somebody who's here and close to home, and I don't do those kind of events. I said, well, you know, we know you do the small events. Yeah, extremely small, but they were talking about doing something on a grander scale, and they said the magic words, if you put an event together, we will give you citywide marketing promotion support. It's like, oh, where do I sign up?
Right.
So I did the first one with L.A. Banks, and I did it at the DuSable Museum. And the concept was having it at different places over a weekend period. I had way too many authors, but it was an awesome undertaking. And it started right there, and I've been growing it ever since until it became a tour format 4 years ago where now it doesn't just happen all over, but we take the readers and the authors by bus to the different locations in Chicago, shopping, the Grand Lux, Navy Pier, DuSable Museum, all over, and we have parties in the evening and chats where they go to the hotel rooms of the different authors. And it is a phenomenal event. It's fun. It's seeing the authors in a different light. And
right,
that is one of the things that I wanted to do, something totally, totally different. And readers love it. Authors love it.
That is amazing. Wow. I definitely at some point in time have to get my honey buns over and participate in that. Of course,
yes,
the excuse for me to get back to the Midwest and Chi-Town is just, you know, definitely worthwhile because I love it there, and I'm there. I really miss it. You know, it's great in North Carolina, but I definitely miss the Chicago area.
Yes,
now,
indeed.
Tell us a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, about your writing process. Is there, what is it that you just have to have when you're writing? Maybe it's music or your favorite chocolate, or what is it that Nalena Kai has to have when she's writing?
Yellow tablet, blue pen. Hands down. I write longhand. All of my books are written longhand.
Wow.
Always blue ink, always yellow-backed tablets. Yes.
Now, I love asking that question because I always get a different answer, and it's just amazing to hear what, you know, authors, you know, do when they're writing. So that's interesting, but always longhand. Wow.
Yes. Every book that I've written starts off longhand.
And that's neat because you don't have to worry about any computers going down.
No, but I still have to type it up. But
where's my file?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about, lose a tablet, though. That's like, woof. But I don't do that. Normally, you know, the tablet stays with me until it's done, and then I pick up the next one and keep going. But I don't have to be in any – I write everywhere. I write on the train. I write at lunch. I write in the nightclub. You know, actually, Every Woman Needs a Wife was written in 4 days, 4 Fridays in a row, from 8 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning at a little hole in the wall on the south side of Chicago. So I can write in extreme noise. I can write in extreme quiet. It does not matter. I can be in the middle of an event. And if it's boring – trust me, I'm pulling out my tablet, and I effectively use my time, trust me.
Awesome. Do you have any upcoming events you'd like to let readers know about?
Oh, I will be at Ella Curry's Chocolate Social that's coming up in Atlanta. First time I've been in Atlanta in a nice little piece of change, so I'm excited. I'm going to be there with Letitia Lovely, Kimberly Lawson Roby, they're Pamela Samuels Young, Enjoy, Marion L. Thomas. There's a literary salon on that Friday. There's the Chocolate Social on that Thursday at the Atlanta Marriott Buckhead Hotel. And I am so looking forward to it. I truly am.
That sounds like it's going to be an amazing event.
The Midwest Lit Fest, that's coming up in Milwaukee. That's going to be in September, the last Saturday in September. And then, of course, the Cavalcade of Authors. I am also going to be at the Black Authors and Readers Rock Weekend up there in Maryland with Sharon Lucas and the Reading Divas. So
I will be there too, so I will definitely see you.
Oh, that'll be so good. That'll be so good. And then I'm doing the Building Relationships Around Books event in Atlanta, the Southern Affair.
Awesome. Now, I got a question for you. What is one thing I have not asked you, but you wish I would have?
Well, there's a couple of things that here. Were there any major challenges that almost prevented me from going through with my first book? That was one of the fact that I gave a co-author credit to two other people in my first book created an issue. Well, at least with one of them. The male character that everything was based off, he didn't write a stitch, but the character was based loosely on his life, and he wanted a 33% cut of the profits.
Okay.
Well, I had to get a lawyer involved and signed a contract that stated that he would start getting a percentage smaller than what he asked for after we had sold 2,000 copies. So what's a woman to do? I printed 1,999.
You like, you are messing with the wrong woman.
I had to get me a lawyer involved. Really? Seriously? No, boo, we're not doing that.
Now, do you have a favorite character in your book, and if so, why?
In Open Door Marriage, it's Alicia, because I'm really Alicia. I'm an older woman. No, I can't say older woman. Shoot, 48 is the new 20. I know, but I'm more Alicia, and I was in love with an older guy. And Dallas is based off of the younger guy that I was in love with, and actually. Three characters I've done based off of him, lead male characters that were done based on what I felt for him and just put him in different situations. There was Chase in Slaves of Heaven, and then there's De Niro in Rich Woman's Fetish. So, yeah, that was – Dallas is my favorite, but Alicia is more my favorite because she's more me.
Right. Now, tell – can you tell listeners how they can interact with you online?
I am on Facebook every day. I'm not as much of a Twitter person. I do have some things on Pinterest, and I think I'm just getting a handle on that Google Plus thing, but I'm really more of a Facebook thing, Facebook person. You know, if they keep changing it like they do, I maybe not be a Facebook person. But for now, mostly every day, I do answer emails. I do answer inboxes. And, you know, I accept most friend requests. If you're looking a little crazy, you know, got to look like restraining order material, I may not accept.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to accept you.
Nah, we're going to pass on you, boo-boo. Yeah.
Now, what is next for you? I know you said you were, you know, in the process of working on your next novels, but can you give us a little idea about what's next for you and what it's about?
Actually, I am in bed with, I love saying that, 10 other wonderful authors and industry professionals that we are going to do multiple projects together. And they are phenomenal. They inspire me. And some of them you will get, you've talked to a few, I think, a couple of them, and then you'll probably talk to a few more a little later. But I have a romance anthology coming out the end of next month. Then some other projects coming out. Was It Good for You Too? This time it's Two Men with One Woman is coming out in September. And then,
doesn't it sound like it should be a movie?
Was It Good for You Too? Yeah, it does. I like titles, catchy titles, you know.
You have some very catchy titles. You're like, hello.
Yeah. So mostly I'm doing these things with this group, and we call ourselves MLOS, Macro Literary All-Stars. And the thing about it is there are people that you like and there are people that you love. And I can say that I truly love each one of these people. They keep me balanced. They keep me focused. They talk me off the ledge when I need to. Each person brings something special to the table. And when they shared their publishing journeys, I truly saw how phenomenal they are and that we are going to do a lot of things together, but mostly the support that we give each other.
Right.
Is an awesome thing. Most of them are my clients from of years, and some of them are brand new to me, and a couple of them I just recently met this year. But it feels
wow.
like kindred spirits and sisters, you know. So we have editors in there, editors, authors, book club reviewers. My son is one of the members. So there's your graphic designer, your website designer, cover designer, and your brand specialist. So we each bring something wonderful to the table. And we each
awesome.
Have a different role.
To,
yeah.
I'm going to stop you right there because we're almost out of time, but good
okay.
grief, it flies. I just want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight, Nalena. It has been a pleasure. And I would
yeah.
like to thank our listeners for joining us at Readers Entertainment Radio. You can stop by www.readersentertainment.com, leave a comment about tonight's show, listen to the podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks, Nalena, and have a wonderful night.
And thank you.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.